But boys and girls, today we continue to look at some missionaries that we should know. Some of you say to me going out, but I don't know them, Pastor. Well, that's the whole idea of having this little series, that at least you will get to know some of them, and perhaps as you read about them and think about them and the life that they lived for the glory of God, that that might make an impact on your life and mine. Because after all, missionaries are not just those who go out to the furthermost parts of the world to take the gospel to others. You and I can be a missionary right on our doorstep, and there's never been a greater need than there is in our world today. And I want to share with you briefly about a man, a missionary called Dr. John Bowie. Now, when I read something of this man's life and missionary service, I was greatly challenged by a number of things, and we can't think about them all today, because I'm seeking to leave with you just really one thing that you might think about regarding your own Christian life. But John Bowie was a man who had great courage in the face of adversity, and those who knew him and wrote about his life and service knew that he was a man who had a great heart and a great love for other people. Just recently, in talking with someone, we were talking about the fact that life today is so busy, people don't seem to have time to stop and to talk. If we're not involved in this, that, or the other thing, well, we just seem to be too busy to take time out for each other, and that's not a good thing. In fact, the Bible has a lot to say about our attitudes to each other and how we should react and interact, because it's so important. As a boy, John Bowie was very quiet. He was very shy. It was always his family's intention that John Bowie would go into some kind of family business. In fact, so much so that his family had already bought a property for him, and they were looking forward to the time when John would be old enough to start this business of his own and thereby make money for his family. But John Bowie had other ideas about that, because John Bowie knew the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. And what mattered most to him was that he would find the will of God for his life. And John Bowie wanted to be a doctor. He wanted to have an influence in the world in which he lived. He wanted to make an impact, if not at home, then on the mission field, if that was God's will for him. When John Bowie went to his father and told him that he wanted to become a doctor and study medicine, his father said that that was not allowed. But after some negotiation, you know how sometimes fathers and children have to do a bit of negotiation. Well, after some negotiation, we discover that John Bowie's father said to him, if this was what was in his heart, if he went and did his exams and passed them, then he would allow him to continue to study medicine. Well, John was determined, and he went and he sat his exams, and he passed his exams, and he went to study medicine. John Bowie went on to be a very distinguished doctor. He went across to Vienna to study different diseases associated with the ear and the throat, what you and I might call today ENT. If you go into a hospital and you see these letters up, ENT, that's something familiar that John Bowie would have known about. But he returned to London in 1886. He married. He started to practice in London, but he never really settled to the task in hand, because he was still wondering what God had for him. When God called him to go to the mission field to East Africa. And John Bowie left with his wife on the 14th of April in 1887 to go to East Africa to join his sister, who was already there with her family, engaged in missionary service. Now, as a doctor, John Bowie was in great demand. There were many people who were sick, and they needed to be healed. There were many people coping with disease, and they needed treatment and medicine. But apart from all of that, John Bowie made sure that the people heard about the love of Jesus Christ. His work was so demanding, he had to work practically round the clock. And it took a great deal on his life. It made him very, very ill. And as a result of that, he felt he wasn't able to work as well as he should. One night he was called to a sister's house. He discovered that his nephew had been ill and he had diphtheria. John Bowie did everything he could for that young man, sitting at his bedside every single day and night until his young nephew died. That greatly affected him. But he didn't have time to even sorrow about that, because not very long later, both John and his sister felt unwell, and they too were diagnosed with diphtheria. Both of them had to go to bed. John Bowie was in bed one day when a knock came to the door. The person at the door told him that his sister was seriously ill and was going to die. Much against the request of his wife, John Bowie got out of bed. He went to his sister's, then to the hospital, a little hospital that they had, and John Bowie operated on his own sister to see if he could save her life. He sat one day, one night, 2 days, 2 nights, 3 days, 3 nights, and then God took John Bowie's sister home. John was greatly moved by that, went home, had to go back to bed because he was ill, and just 3 days later, God also took John Bowie home, and his missionary service had come to an end. You know, boys and girls, I've often asked myself the question, why is it that God takes people from their day-to-day life, calls them to be missionaries, takes them away to some distant part of the world, and they're only there a short time, and then something like this happens? They die in the field. They take illness. They have to come home. It causes all kinds of questions in my mind, and perhaps it causes questions in your mind too. Sometimes perhaps you look at your own life and you say to yourself, why did I not get to that school when my heart was set on it? Why did my best friend go to another school and I've got to make friends all over again? Why has this happened to me? Why does that happen to me? And sometimes we get confused and we just can't understand. I'm sure John Bowie's wife felt like that. Having buried her husband, her sister-in-law, and her nephew, and there she was in East Africa, to the place where God had called them to work for him. Boys and girls, when things happen in your life you don't understand, remember this. God's ways are not our ways. Things that you and I can't understand are perfectly clear to him. And that's why you and I need to learn to trust him all the time. Not just some of the time when things are going well, but trust him all of the time when things are not going according to your plan and to mine. There are things God does we can't understand. Well, at least we don't understand them now. But there's a day coming when we'll understand them. And in the meantime, we just need to keep trusting him. He knows what he's doing, even if we don't.